Welcome to Butterflies of Wisdom, everyone. I am blessed and honored to have a second time guest on my show, Erica Durant. Erica Durant has gone with job in the world. She's a luxury lifestyle brander, helping small business owners, and she's a podcast host. But the coolest thing I find about that is she gets sponsorships for her podcast from the places that she's living at. So without further ado, I'm going, Erica, take it away.
Hi, Lynn. It's great to be back. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're welcome. And how did you get into this?
Yeah, it really just evolved over the years. I usually answer this question by saying, you know, I used every job and every bad decision and every mistake I've made, and it kind of brought me to this point, because I used to work for these hotels, and now they're sponsoring me and my own podcast and my own business, so it's pretty interesting that, you know, what I thought was 15 years of a wasted career turned into something good in the end.
Yes, and I just made a huge, well, not that huge, career pivot myself after 11 years in early childhood education. I am officially retired in 9 weeks, and I am now working with third grade. So, and yes, my day job, again, doesn't necessarily sponsor the podcast like you, but they are very supportive of the podcast. So how would you say you transitioned your career in working with hotels to getting them now pay you?
Yeah, they, there was about a 10-year gap, though. I left the hotel industry about 10 to 15 years ago. So I didn't really have any contacts or anything in the industry, but I still knew their lingo and their business, and I even have a hotel degree from college. So I just knew their business and how to position the sponsorship when I started my podcast. So we have cash sponsors as well for putting commercials into the show, but the hotels that sponsor us give us basically a place to stay in these beautiful resorts, most usually in Hawaii and Orange County, California. But my primary business and my primary income is business coaching for online entrepreneurs, for anyone that wants to take their business online or leave their 9-to-5 job and do something completely that's time and location independent.
Well, I think when I make my next career pivot, which will be completely out of education, I am going to be a journalist with a disability. I love the power of journalism, so I think I'm going to use you as my online business coach, because as we do this interview today over a phone line, you can practically do a business from an iPhone.
You can, yeah, you can. I'm learning that more and more, that I don't have to lug my laptop around with me.
Yes, yes. These iPads and these cell phones are getting so technologically savvy that you can run a business starting when you wake up in your PJs.
Yeah, and I have a rule now that if I go places for only 2 days, I don't take my laptop, because I never ever open it. Because if it's just for 2 days, I'm not really gonna go into a big project or anything if it's only for 2 days. So I kept carrying it around with me, and I decided, you know, I'm only answering emails and things. I should just use my phone.
Yeah, good girl. See, there's a tip for you guys. Take the cell phone on a two-day trip. If you have the luxury of going on a two-day trip, take the cell phone. Use that as your computer. And then if you need a laptop, 9 times out of 10, these hotels, and we'll get back to Erica's podcast in a minute, have business centers, and you really need a printer. You can walk downstairs and print something out.
Right, that's exactly right. And here's a trick. If you fax it to yourself instead of getting it printed, you don't have to pay the dollar per page fee sometimes.
See, there's another trick that I learned. So then I was going to ask you your favorite child question. What has been your favorite podcast interview or podcast you have done? And where is your favorite place to stay? And also, if you can get into the client success stories, that would be wonderful too.
Okay, I'll start. I think the first question was my favorite podcast interview that I've been on.
Podcast that you have done, or your favorite podcast interview?
Yeah, I'll make it easy and I'll say interviewed John Lee Dumas, and then he interviewed me, so it was. That's an easy one to answer.
That's where I heard you. And I thought, well, I need to have this person on again, because I was actually trying to get on your show, not do another interview with you, but you graciously invited me on your show, and now I have to rescindicate the offer, because I just feel like anyone that interviews me, I just have to interview them now.
The podcasting community is great like that, to build relationships in that way between the hosts.
Between the hosts. Now, what has been your favorite interview that you have done in these exotic locations?
You know, a lot of my shows are solo shows. My audience, I did a survey, and my audience prefers the solo shows where I'm teaching something. So I'm trying to think of a show that would there's one show that's really popular about getting first class and different kinds of travel for less money. That's a pretty popular show. And then I do a lot of time management and productivity shows and tips like that. So it sounds a little conceited, but my audience likes my solo shows better.
My audience is so used to this interview show that if I did a solo show on here, my audience would freak out. And if I just talked to myself, although I do have another podcast that I'm doing, which is a solo show. So, my audience is getting used to the solo show, because doing an interview is difficult, as you know. It's difficult.
Yeah, it's actually, I don't know, I think the interview for me is easier, because I don't have to come up with the whole script and the whole topic. I just kind of work on some questions, and it becomes a natural conversation. But yeah, the scheduling and all is definitely easier when you're doing it yourself.
Yeah, because you can just pick up the mic when you feel like it. You don't necessarily have to stick to a schedule. But that that being said, what has been your favorite spot to do an interview from?
Yeah, my favorite spot is Hilton Waikoloa Village on the Big Island of Hawaii, and that is on the Big Island, and I'm going to be there in 10 days. So looking forward to going back there in 10 days.
You get to go to Hawaii in 10 days, lucky ducky, because although you live in one of the most beautiful spots on the planet,
Orange County is where my base is.
Yes, yes. So you live in one of the most beautiful spots on the planet. And although you say you like to travel, your home is pretty spectacular too. Trust me, I know that. So you lucky duck, you don't have to deal with the snow and the cold and all that good stuff. My fan base knows, and I apologize for the coughing at that. Please have to quit grooming. My allergies are driving me nuts. And so that's why I'm coughing. And so therefore you don't have to deal with the snow and the ice and the cold, because your home base is warm, it's beach, So what made you get out of the 9-to-5 job?
Yeah, I basically just walked out at lunch one day. There were a lot of politics going on, and I was unhappy, and I didn't understand why I had to drive to work an hour and drive home an hour to sit at a computer that I had at home. Anyway, I didn't understand that. And I also didn't understand how, you know, I could get my job done in an hour, but I had to sit there for 8 hours, and it would just drive me nuts. Like, all those things would drive me nuts. Yeah. But mostly the politics and the backstabbing and the limited income and the asking, you had to ask, you know, for days off and things like that.
Oh, boy. All of them would drive me nuts.
I'm sure your audience can relate to all those things, especially the community. It's pretty rough.
They can. My audience knows that I would trying to get out of my part-time 9 to noon job for as long as I can, but I finally made the leap to working with older kids. And so, because I don't want to, like you, I don't want to be, I'm too creative to have a 9-to-5 job, and it's not because of my disability by any means, even though I have hemiplegia cerebral palsy, so that plays just a teensy-weensy factor, but I'm too creative to have the typical 9-to-5 job.
Congratulations on taking that leap.
Well, not quite yet. I'm still in education, but at least I get more creative freedom this year than I have had in 11 years of teaching preschool. My God. So I get more creative freedom, but I'm not fully out the door yet.
Yeah, a big thing is the decision, though. So you made the decision, and now you just have to follow it up. So that's the biggest thing for the listeners,
now
too,
I
is making that decision.
Now I just have to get myself fully out the door, but the moment I shut that door behind me, my job, who's very supportive of the podcast, and my job, who's very supportive of having being an equal opportunity employer, they will go, we love you, we miss you. That's every time I try and make it leap to solo entrepreneurship, they go, we love you, we miss you, we'll give you a pay raise. And I'm like, okay, you guys want me. I'm a big softy for education. I'm a big softy for education, and I'm always a lifelong learner, but I am getting a degree in journalism. So that starts to make the leap out the door. Now, what has been your favorite success story that you have worked with?
From my clients? Let me think. I think the most impressive ones are from the professional organizers, because for some reason that community has a really lower money mindset or wealth consciousness. I don't really know how to explain it, but they focus on just getting, you know, $30 an hour or something that's more equatable to a housekeeper's wage, when professional organizers really, they're not just tidying up, they're really implementing systems and changing lives and so forth. So I've had a couple of organizers go from $30 an hour little jobs here and there to between $10,000 and $17,000 a month. So I think that's the biggest jump.
That's a huge jump and huge success story right there. Jeez. And have you thought about publishing a book on all your wonderful adventures and just consuming lifestyle land?
I have thought about several book ideas. I opted to last year, though, create a group program and mastermind where I had to, I literally wrote 16 books because all of the modules were 50 to 200 pages. So I practically wrote 16 books about everything I've done to do everything I do, and it's all in my group program. So I wanted to make the actual book that would perhaps be on Amazon to be kind of a different, unique topic. I didn't want it to be just a how to escape the 9-to-5 kind of book. So I created the group program for that, because it takes more than a book to escape your 9-to-5. So I took the last 6 months writing those modules instead of writing a book.
It takes passion to escape your. And I apologize for muting my mic. I didn't want you guys to hear me coughing one more time.
So, that's okay. I thought I lost you.
No, I muted my mic. See? That's how I do this. Mute my mic, cough, and then get back to the interview. And so it takes passion. What I was trying to say during my coughing attack is it takes passion to quit the 9-to-5 job, because you don't have a stable paycheck once you quit the 9-to-5 job. And that's why secretly I'm keeping a 1-day-a-week part-time job for as long as I can. So I have, although I'm a full-time podcaster who plays teacher on the side, so I have decided I'm a teacher, educator entrepreneur. So that's my calling in life. I'm an educator entrepreneur. But what the stable income helps me do is keep my side hustle going. Even though my side hustle has now turned into my full-time job the rest of the week. But it takes passion to leave the 9-to-5 job, and it takes determination.
It does, and I applaud you for having the part-time job to fund your business, and it makes things a whole lot less stressful. Some of my clients, they want to leave their job so badly, but their business isn't, you know, it takes a good 3 months to really get the consistent income going. So a lot of times I recommend that they get a little fun job on the side. It's not your career, but it just funds your business, and it makes things a lot less stressful if you have that little kind of fun job. You know, think of somewhere you've always wanted to work and do that while you fund your business and get it going.
And I definitely agree. Let's say, I noticed the fact that Kate Spade has pop-up stores all across the country. And so you can work there for one season and get the stable income and make a rainy day fund while you're trying to figure out what you will do in your solo entrepreneurship or take a full-time job one day a week.
Right. I did it the other way and just went cold turkey, and it's pretty stressful.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's why I am still keeping my education job one day a week, so it doesn't have to be as stressful, but doing it cold turkey is, I applaud you for doing it cold turkey. So, yeah, but it, to each their own, but it's how you have to do this is you have to be really, really, really passionate about your job.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's true. That's very true. It's the mindset, too. I like what you said, that you're a full-time podcaster with a teaching job on the side instead of saying you're a teacher that's trying to break into podcasting. That is a huge mindset shift that people have to make this work.
Yes, because if you're going to have a business on the side of your part-time job or your full-time job, you have to be committed to the part-time job. You have to be committed to your side hustle, because that's the dreams can only be dreams for so long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And exactly. So before I let you go, where can people find you, and where can people find your podcast, and where can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, thank you for asking. My whole online hub of the podcast and all the programs and everything is at ericaduran.co. And I do have a free Facebook group that I'm probably the most active in. It's called Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Entrepreneurs, and I know that's a long title, so they can just go to the website and get a link to that free Facebook group in the sidebar. There's also, if people are service-based entrepreneurs listening, there's a free 10-day challenge to get your first high-paying client on there as well that they can opt in for.
Within the Facebook group or with
on my website? Everything is in the sidebar on my website for all the free resources and podcasts and the challenges. All that stuff is in the sidebar, so it's pretty easy to find.
So the opt-in isn't on your Facebook group. It's on your website.
Yes, it is on in the group description. It's the opt-in is there as well. In the group description.
Before I officially let you go, I want to have you ask me two to three questions that you want to know about me.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so where would be your ultimate dream place to travel and do your podcast from anywhere?
Oh, my ultimate dream place to travel and do my podcast. Well, 9 times out of 10 when I'm traveling, I don't do my podcast. But my ultimate dream place would be, let me think about this, either Toronto, Canada, or someplace in California.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Perfect. And I'm a big sucker for trying new tools and apps and things. So just wondering, what are some of the tools that you use for your to-do list or your calendar or your customer systems or anything like that?
I use, believe it or not, I use Siri on the iPhone all the time. Siri is a tool that can save you from typing something you didn't mean in a text or sending the long text or just sending a text as you're doing something else. So I
Interesting. I turn my Siri off, so I find that really interesting.
I use Siri, and people understand why I use Siri as much as I do. She's helped me do what I do every day to be an author, to be a podcast host. I cannot, if I turn my Siri off, half the stuff I do wouldn't get done.
No. Yeah, that's great that everyone can just pick the tool that works for them.
Yes, that is. And so I hope that everyone enjoyed a fabulous episode with Erica Duran. We will have Erica Duran's information in the show notes. And Erica, give us your podcast title one more time so that people can go find it.
Yeah, it's The Erica Duran Show, Freedom-Based Luxury Lifestyle Design Radio.
Thank you. And can that be found in iTunes?
It is. iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google Play, everywhere.
Okay. So for those of you who stayed to the end, you can go find that podcast. And I presume it's hooked up to your website as well.
It is. It's all over the website.
It is. It's all over the website. And I hope you guys enjoyed a fabulous episode with Erica Duran. And this podcast is sponsored by Go Kitter, K-I-T-T-E-R. And Go Kitter is a desktop Twitter app. You compose the tweets. They put the hashtags in for you. So if you're on Twitter, just go look in the show notes for Kitter, K-I-T-T-E-R, and then we can have those guys help you if you want to go back and listen to Kelly Ann's story. That would be great as to why she's sponsoring the podcast, and I appreciate you guys' support. Thanks to you guys.